Hi, my name is John, and I am a sinner, and I am deeply dependent on God and God's grace to work on this problem together with me. It's my great problem, but in the community of Jesus, the worse your story, the warmer your welcome, and your mess becomes a message. And we're learning that now as we look at step 12. This is the last of the steps, but it's not the end of the journey. This is a journey that we will never be done with. And what I want to invite you to do today is to recognize the great invitation, the life of purpose and meaning and joy lies before you. But it's kind of the opposite of what our culture generally says. It's not when you get what you want, but when you give what you have. Doesn't depend on how you look or what you possess. And I want to get to this. This is step 12. So let me tell you what step 12 is now. Having had a spiritual awakening, as a result of these steps, these 12 steps, we sought to carry this message to others and to put these principles into practice in all of our affairs. And I want to get to this by telling you a story about AA's birthday, and then it will intersect with your story and with mine. As you might know, the first person that achieved sobriety under what would eventually become the 12 steps was Bill W. And that was sometime in November of 1934. However, the birthday of AA, what's recognized as its ultimate founding moment, did not take place in November of 1934. It's actually in June, and there hangs the tale. So Bill W. Discovers God, and that there is a power greater than themselves after he hit bottom and recognized his powerlessness that could restore him to sanity, and made the decision to turn his life and his will over to God, and then did the hard work of a fearless and searching moral inventory. Have you done your inventory yet? And then admitted to God himself and another person. Have you done that yet? The exact nature of his wrongs, and became entirely ready for those character defects. He goes through all that process. And he wants to help other people in this journey, but nobody's really listening to him. And this went on for about 6 months. He stayed in the Oxford group, which is this fellowship of people that are seeking to follow God together. And in May of 1935, Bill W. went on a business trip to Akron, Ohio. He had been trying to help a lot of people and had not been able to do it. He had a bunch of drunks around the house a lot. His wife, Lois, had to get a job in a department store partly to support him. And he felt bad. He said to her, you know, none of these guys have stopped drinking. And she said, yeah, Bill, but you're not drinking. Somehow his trying to help those people was helping him. So he went to New York on kind of a business trip, and it didn't go well. And he's in a lobby of the Mayflower Hotel. And it's a Saturday night. The next day is Mother's Day. That's always a hard day for him because his mom had deserted his family. And there was, at the end of the hotel, a bar. And the thought came into Bill's mind, I'm going to go have a drink. And this was death to him. He knew what he had learned, how he had received help from God, from the Oxford group. This is his last chance. If he went into that bar and had a drink, it was death. At the other end of the hotel lobby, there was a phone booth with the church directory. Phone booth's a little building that had a little thing, phone. We don't have time for that right now. So he went there, and this thought occurred to him. He thought, I got to talk to another drunk. And so he called up a guy who was a pastor of a church because he knew they were connected with the Oxford group. And he said, I got to talk to somebody from an Oxford group. I got to find a drunk to talk to. And he got a list of 10 people, and he called each one of them up. The very last person had a possibility. Bill W. ended up connecting with a woman named Henrietta Sebring, and she'd been very concerned about the husband of one of her best friends, a guy by the name of Dr. Bob. And so she said to Bill W., would you like it if I can arrange for you to talk with my alcoholic friend, Dr. Bob? And Bill W. said yes. So She called up Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob said to his wife, I will give this guy 15 minutes. And he went to Henrietta's home and met with Bill W. there. And they started talking, and they talked for 4 hours. Bill W.'s comment to Henrietta had been, my name is Bill, and I'm a rum hound from New York, and I got to talk to another drunk. And so he began to tell his story to Dr. Bob and just pour out his hopelessness, the promises that he had broken, the jobs that he had lost, the money he had given up, the friendships that had ended, in and out of jail, in and out of treatment, all the times that he had said to his wife, I will never drink again, and then he would drink again. Just his absolute powerlessness and hopelessness. And then eventually, how he had found God and found a way of life through which power came to him that he could never have on his own. And Dr. Bob had never heard anything like this. Lots of people had talked to Dr. Bob about Dr. Bob's drinking. Bill was the first guy who talked to Dr. Bob about his, Bill's drinking. And when he got to the end of his story, Bill said to Dr. Bob, I want you to know how grateful I am that you agreed to meet with me. Because what happened when I was in this hotel is I realized if I couldn't find another alcoholic to talk to, I was going to get drunk and I would have died. And this saved me. I know now. I know now because I've told my story again. And together with you, I experienced this power and presence of God in my own life, in my own weakness. I know that I'm not going to drink again now. I owe you way more than you could ever owe me. And Dr. Bob said, no, 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 you're not leaving yet. And then Dr. Bob began to tell his story. And for the first time in his life, Dr. Bob opened up his heart. And for about 3 weeks, Dr. Bob and Bill W. talked together. And then eventually, towards the end of that time, Dr. Bob took his very last drink on June 10th, 1935. He began his sobriety. That's the date that AA recognizes as its founding moment, because that's the day when they discovered the 12th step, when the 12th step revealed itself, and it is this. The only way to keep it is to give it away. The only way to keep it is to give it away. That is a truth about spiritual life that Jesus taught so long ago. This is the 12th step right out of John chapter 12. Jesus says, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant will be also. The only way to have to know joy or love or patience or generosity or courage is to give it to other people. What Bill W. realized is he had done all the other 11 steps, but if he had just done those and focused on himself, admitted powerlessness, came to believe in God, surrendered his life, if he did all of those and it was just about him, he was going to end up drinking and dying. So he had to discover this final step. The only way to keep it is to give it away. Having experienced a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we sought to carry the message to others. And then Dr. Bob discovered that same truth. And the next day, June 11th, Dr. Bob said to Bill W., you know, we will be much safer if we start working with others. And 2 days after that, they found Bill D., and he was AA number 3. And the movement still spreads. Now, this is the movement that Jesus began. So here is the very good news today. I don't know what's going on for you. The strange thing is, very often in moments when I am most discouraged, when things look bleakest and darkest, and I most feel my own sense of inadequacy and helplessness, what I need, and I need it now more than I have ever needed it before, is I need somebody else to talk to. Somebody else is going through pain in their family or in their emotional life or in their sense of failure or in what other people think or say about them. And somehow when I can talk with another person who's walking a road like that and say, let me tell you my story. Let me tell you about how I've met God. Let me tell you about the day when I realized when I'd lost so much of what seemed really important to me, there is no barrier to my joyfully serving God today. It's like, oh yeah, God, you are here. Often an illustration of this from the world of the Bible is two bodies of water that Jesus was very familiar with. There was the Dead Sea, and I have been there, acrid, barren, sterile, stagnant, lifeless body of water in which nothing grows. Nobody can drink it. Nobody can use it. And then there is the Sea of Galilee, this beautiful, vibrant, living place. Jesus used to love to go there. And the difference is the Sea of Galilee has an outlet. It's able to contribute. It's able to pour its riches out into something else. And the Dead Sea takes the water in, but there's no outlet. It doesn't give. It just keeps and it dies. So did they. What can I give? Having experienced a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, whether you've thought about them at the 12 steps or not, but it will do no good unless I come to step 12. We sought to carry the message to others. Who can you give a little faith to? Who can you talk to today about your faith in God? Or just in a real simple, you come to an intersection, there's somebody else there, and I could try to get my own way and be the first one through, or I could just say with joy and love, "No, you go first." I'm at a store and there's somebody behind the counter. I can either be preoccupied with myself or just recognize, here's a human being that I might love. I've got some money and I can think, how do I get more of it? Or I might take a moment today and think, here is somebody that I can bless with a little bit of what I have. This is the day. The only way to keep it is to give it away. What do I have today that I can give to serve, to encourage, to contribute, to add value to the life of another human being, no matter how important or insignificant this gift or that person might look to the world? That's the 12th step. Keep coming back. It works if you work it.
Hey, you just finished a video from our series Steps, which is based on John's new book, recently released, also called Steps. So you can pick that book up anywhere that you like to purchase your books or find out more information about it at becomenew.com. If you're someone that would like to start practicing, working, doing the steps with a friend or a small group or your church, we've created a web portal for you that should get you all the resources you need to get started. You can just go to dothesteps.com. We are a community that's dedicated to growing spiritually in Christ one day at a time. And a big part of that is prayer. So there's a team of us that meet each weekday, Monday through Friday, to pray for Become New and for viewers just like yourself. So if you have a prayer request, you can send it to us at 855-888-0444 or email it to us at connect@becomenew.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time.